Speaking to a congregation at St. Teresa Cathedral in Juba during Christmas Day prayers, yesterday President Kiir vowed to open a new chapter with his first deputy Riek Machar and acknowledged that fighting among the country's leaders has taken the nation backward and increased the suffering of its people.
We went back again and fought among ourselves, something that increased our sufferings, and we have been condemned by the whole world because there was no reason liberating the country and then turn the same guns against ourselves.
Kiir said again that he has forgiven Machar despite the two leaders' past bitter relations. He said South Sudanese leaders need to work together to deliver services to citizens.
I want to tell you today that I have forgiven Dr. Riek Machar, who has been fighting me since 1991.
It's not the first time Kiir publicly announced his intention to reconcile with Machar. He has done it several times, including at the signing of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. The country's civil war, which erupted in late 2013, began over a power struggle between Kiir and Machar within the then SPLM ruling party. Tens of thousands of people were killed and millions of others were displaced during the conflict. Kiir said South Sudanese leaders should focus on developing the country, including improving its infrastructure, such as roads. He noted that in recent years, floods have devastated many parts of the country, including Western Equatoria State, which did not experience floods in previous years. The president says it's time for leaders of the country to put aside their differences and focus on delivering basic services to citizens.
We should concentrate on how we serve our people. Power struggle will not take us anywhere. We have to look to our people, how to serve them.
In an aside, Kiir explained to congregants why he has not been attending Mass in recent months at Juba's St. Teresa Cathedral.
I have been absent from the church for some time, not because I don't want to pray in this church, but because there were elements in the cathedral. Whenever I come, they talk and betarega. But I have forgiven them.
In his message, which was posted on Facebook, Kiir called on South Sudanese to cherish the warmth of their families and friends and reaffirm their commitment towards peaceful coexistence with their neighbors. For VOA News, I'm Wakil Simon Wudu in Juba.